welcome to this week's episode of Yeah But
We're
Still
back.
In the stew.
Sarah
Sherman.
Can you hear me smiling?
Yeah, I'm dressing like a Rugrat right now.
I was dressing like Chucky.
Where do you buy it? The stuff,
both
by
Chucky's.
The way.
For the listeners at home, these are hee-haw overalls.
You're wearing overalls that have cartoon characters all over them.
Cartoon ducks.
They are pretty sick.
Cartoon ducks.
It would make sense for a kid in the 1990s to be wearing those.
Then
but
why?
I'm not criticizing your style. I'm more fascinated that you found it in that size.
I know, adult size.
Yeah, just like they're making a...
Oh, that's true.
Are they making like a 3X for like freak kids, freak babies?
I guess I'm just so skinny that I can fit into kids' clothes.
You know what those are, actually? I'm thinking in the 90s, they were definitely selling those so that like moms could like match their kid on some weird Girl Scout shit.
But it is from a TV show, Hee-Haw.
Hee-Haw, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was wondering, was Hee-Haw a racist show?
No,
why
I don't think
was
so.
It? Why would...
I don't know, because it was like the country.
And yeah, what's racist about working class America, Sarah?
Help, Jack.
Yeah, what's racist
I never
about
watched
being a working class American?
I mean, also because I'm not 60 years old, I've never seen
right,
Hee-Haw.
No, I've never watched Hee-Haw. I remember I was like working on something with some friends, and they were like, it was like, these are funny
bragging,
dudes.
Working on something.
I was working on something. But no, like, my friend was like, oh, it should be like millennial Hee-Haw. Like, he was saying it as a joke, but I was still like.
But he had fully seen Hee-Haw.
Yeah, I was like, you've watched Hee-Haw?
I'm not saying that working class America is racist, but I'm saying if you wear clothing of a show you never watched, you run.
You got to check.
You got to check.
Yeah.
And you didn't check.
I did not check.
You got to be a poser with caution.
Exactly. And egg on my face because like if I wear like I have a Slayer shirt and when I was working at a coffee shop, some guy was like, oh, have you even listened to Slayer? Yeah. And it was definitely like, oh, you said that because I'm a girl.
Yeah.
But I'm doing that with Hee-Haw now.
But you are doing that with Hee-Haw. You couldn't name 5 episodes of Hee-Haw for sure.
That's a funny band to do that with like the Slayer though.
Because it's like,
they're not an obscure band by the way. Like, everybody knows who they are.
I literally got the shirt from Hot Topic like every teen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I was into Slayer before they were cool.
They play stadium shows.
Right.
You know?
Well, not anymore. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Well, they just played one.
But now that was their last
show.
See,
so you're not a poser. You know
I'm,
all this
I'm
stuff.
I'm trying to come through that Metallica shirt like Aziz Ansari.
He's wearing a Metallica shirt.
He wore a Metallica shirt in his new special.
No.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me with that.
Which was like, I mean, I talked about it on the podcast, but it's just... It's like a funny move to me just because it's like he had to clear that.
Right.
To like send so many emails. Like,
he didn't just throw it on.
Yeah, because they're very protective of their IP.
Was it a Master of Puppets shirt? What kind
of
that?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
I think so.
Literally my friend. Okay, ruining the album for me. Look at my ugly Slayer tattoo I have, actually.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. You have a tat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
You know she's tatted up.
Damn.
Yeah, I have 4 tattoos that were all the worst mistakes in my life.
That reminds me of like I was around a guy recently that made me realize there's a whole type of people like this where they describe girls as tatted.
Oh.
Like it's a personality type.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
Oh dude, I've been dating this new chick.
Bro,
she's
you
super
don't
sick.
Understand.
She's so chill. Fucking tatted, dude.
Oh.
They whisper it to you like, they're fucking tatted, dude. Like with a wink. You're like, yeah, I don't know what that means. What do you mean?
It means like she has like kind of a lot of money. Because
she can
buy a lot of
bro,
tattoos.
Bro, you don't understand.
Bro, she's a little crazy. She's tatted, dude.
She's perf, bro. She's got
what's
tats,
perf?
Bro. Perfect.
Oh.
But usually the girl they're talking about, the tatted, has like a dream catcher on their arm or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're expecting like a biker chick or something, and it's just a girl that has like, you know, a dream catcher, and then on their wrist they have like one life to live of love, you know, like some weird.
She has the Banksy like kid with a balloon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe the MySpace girl shooting herself in the head and butterflies come out the other side.
What was
that anyway?
I haven't thought
that was
about
a big
that.
Thing.
In a long time.
Yeah.
There was a new
that
Banksy.
Was huge.
Did you
oh, the
see
one that
it?
You posted the video of?
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Sinister Monopoly.
Oh, my God. Was that the new one?
No.
Oh,
like there's
oh,
a new
no,
Banksy.
There's
piece.
A brand new Banksy.
Brand new Banksy. Banksy back. I'm bringing Banksy back.
I'm waiting for the Banksy endorsement. Yeah. I mean, we got Shepard Fairey endorsed Pete one day before he dropped out.
No way. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Which is awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's now he's just like at a point where he's like, yeah, obey literally. Literally obey.
Yeah.
He rules. I mean, it's just funny to like. It's funny for celebs to do those endorsements too, you know?
I'm going to say something. Every celebrity lives in LA, blah, 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 whatever. And they all endorsed, like, literally after Super Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like post when they would have had to. It's like, you're not helping.
I love all the people that endorsed Warren, like, day of Super Tuesday. Fourth place.
I keep going around saying that Pete and Warren have union support from SAG-AFTRA.
Literally true. Yeah. I looked, the LA Times had the like map of like which precincts in LA went to which candidate after Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it's just full class war, like mapped out, because it's like my neighborhood, like Little Armenia, all Bernie, and like north of Franklin, where all the mansions are, where the Black Dahlia murder mansion is, all Biden.
Yeah. Of course.
It was so crazy to see.
My precinct crushed it. I was out the night before through the night canvassing, and actually you show up, it was a nighttime canvass, so it was like there's probably 20 people.
Yeah. Right.
And they split us up into groups, and then after the groups, we split up ourselves into like carpools. And it just so happened the guy that I drove to go canvas was like a Yeah But Still listener.
Oh.
And I found out like 2 minutes into the drive.
So cool.
Like a little bit of time passed of like small talk. And he's like, I got to tell you, I listened to the podcast. Okay. That's what's up.
That's awesome.
Yep. And he had.
That's how he found out about Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, what are we doing right now, by the way? What are we? Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. I saw you guys standing outside the house. And I like. But, yeah, we our precinct crushed.
Nice.
Very proud.
Yeah, that's great. No, yep. I mean, proud of California.
Yep.
It was all thanks Super to Tuesday us was canvassing a little while. Every single day.
Oh, yeah, we all, I mean, you canvassed the most out of all
every
of us.
Every day, no job.
Yeah.
We won't be political this whole episode, but I will say that we are going to be political for a little bit.
This is our first post-Super Tuesday episode, because I did feel, like, insane with the, like, last week we recorded those Felix episodes like the Thursday before Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
And a lot happened.
A
lot happened where I
this like, is a farm to table pot. This is fresh.
Yes, this will be farm to table. This comes out to
Yeehaw
we're recording
to
this
table.
Yesterday. And so fucking when we did the Felix episodes, there's so much shit that like definitely did not age well after a week.
Yeah.
we're talking about like Biden dementia compilation. Yeah. You know, we're talking about like
I mean, it
Biden
still holds
dementia
up, it just
funny
feel
moments.
Right. Yeah.
And like just talking about like yeah, like it's so funny because he's not a threat anymore. there's no path. There's clearly no path to victory for him. And this is very funny.
Well, at the time they didn't get their shit together.
They didn't stage the coup yet.
Yeah, they didn't stage the coup.
I mean, and
I'm still feeling good. Super Tuesday was rough, but I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling good
well. I'm so cautiously optimistic. But Saturday, like when Buttigieg dropped out, I didn't know what was about to happen.
Yeah.
Like, he dropped out, and I'm like, ha, 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 yeah, boo, yeah, we hate Pete, ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, Pete's straight, ha, ha.
Right, and then I realized, like, oh, fuck.
I know.
Oh, fuck.
I saw that coming.
As soon as, when Pete and Liz, and Amy, rather.
Honestly, Bernie and Slip, but, you know.
Yeah, I know.
We'll
that's
that.
The thing, is, like, because.
I'd say this, by the way, too, preface before we go any further. I feel like most of our listeners listen to Bernie. But yeah, I mean,
no,
like,
I know.
We'll
like,
probably be shitting a little bit.
You get stray Warrens. You never know. They
no,
pop
I think
up.
There's probably stray Warrens.
I don't have, like, a personal problem with her supporters.
So here's the thing.
Like, and it's like,
well,
if
no,
you,
she is,
I,
like.
I'll say this off top. Like, I, as a person in a vacuum, I like Elizabeth Warren.
No, for years,
have.
She has been very progressive.
Yeah.
For so, years, like,
if anything, if anything, I have, like, cultural critiques to make about, like, what's going on with her campaign and, like, her strategic decisions. But, yeah, I don't have, like, it's, like, totally normal to like her up to a certain point. It's, like, being a supporter of Warren
I think
for a long time was, like, yeah, of course, she's, you know, she's likable.
The turn was when she lied.
Yeah.
The turn was when
she been lying when she, for a long time.
When she fucking planted that story.
Yep. That was nasty.
About Bernie. That was nasty. Didn't shake his hand. That was nasty.
That was a big mistake.
And now, when Pete and Amy dropped out and endorsed Biden, the clear move as the only other progressive is to endorse the progressive front runner.
Your friends, clearly. Too.
Your friend.
Apparently.
Yeah. Fake
supposedly,
friend. You
want to
talk about fake friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I was so mad that she didn't endorse before Super Tuesday, mm-hmm. right? Because that would have made a very significant difference,
yeah.
right? And then after not endorsing on Super Tuesday, now she's on fucking SNL making jokes about, like, ha ha ha, who am I going to endorse? Ha ha ha. Like,
yeah.
Literally, while the clock is truly
clock is
ticking,
yeah.
we got
ticking.
Michigan on the 10th?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like literally TikTok, bitch.
No,
I'll
if she doesn't endorse before Tuesday, dead to me.
Well,
I'll say this.
Yeah.
Like, I think people are too mad about the SNL, which, mm-hmm. like, I see it and I'm like, I saw it. It's like, all right. Yeah, let her have this. Like, I saw the intro. I'm like, this is cute for people
endorse
who like her.
Bernie
it's like,
first.
I do want her to endorse, like, you know, it's not like the hour it took to do SNL's like taking time away from her to endorse. She needs to do it. I want her
it
to do
damaging.
It.
It is damaging.
But I will say, like, just overall culturally, like, seeing that and then, like, all the people on Twitter and stuff, they're like, okay, this is the most epic thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's
and just
what
like the weird and then all these people now that are like, I'll be Warren until the day I die. Like, there's people literally that are like, I'm a Warren Democrat, and I'll be a Warren Democrat until I fucking die.
I'll
it's
write
like,
her into
dude, the... what's literally what's wrong with you?
Like, I know.
And I'll say from a practical approach, it's just weird because she didn't do that well and never was. Mm-hmm. It's a weird commitment to like stick with her. Mm-hmm. And just so people know, like the equivalent, and I guess it's kind of weird for her to be on SNL at all either because she didn't really have a great performance.
Right.
And mm-hmm. there's not that many of her supporters.
But
just
they
fundamentally.
Are all TV writers who make a lot of money.
Yeah, they have like...
For SNL.
They have, yes. They have like, she has... she's batting above... or she's punching out of her weight class in terms of like publicity. Mm-hmm. And I think like the fair reason to be annoyed by this shit is that like, just for comparison, 2016 Super Tuesday results... If John Kasich went on SNL after he dropped out without endorsing anybody,
great
people
point.
Would just be like, dude, why are you on SNL? Like,
right.
You just got your ass kicked. Like, why are you on SNL like doing like a victory lap?
Yeah.
It's a weird look. Like, you just got your fucking ass handed to you.
Right.
By everybody.
Yeah.
John Kasich or Marco Rubio. But it's not even a fair comparison because they got twice as many votes and delegates as her.
Incredible.
Both of them.
Incredible
John
point.
Carson would be a better comparison. If like John Carson was like on the opening of SNL, like... Hey everybody, you know, it's me.
Yeah.
It's just weird. And then, you know, I'm seeing posts about like Warren people like saying they're going to send a letter of demands to Bernie in order for them to support
demanding
to Bernie.
What?
Like he must disavow
what?
His online supporters and stuff. And I saw somebody saying at every single event, he must like disavow.
It's funny because so whatever, there's the whole narrative that Bernie Bros are toxic online, blah, 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 whatever. I can't believe we're talking about internet bullying when
yeah.
we could literally be talking about, I don't know, people dying in the street.
Yes.
Anyway, blah, blah,
also,
blah. Melania Trump's whole thing, which is like, I'm going to end bullying online. Like,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This also something that is insane this week. I do feel like. I feel
it's
psychotic.
Pretty toxic of them to be bullying a U.S. senator.
Yeah.
Yeah. I must apologize right now for punching down in previous episodes on a U.S. senator.
Who's running for president.
I mean, a multimillionaire.
Like, yeah. it is insane to have, like, she went on Maddow and they're, like, talking about, like, fucking Twitter replies for an hour. Meanwhile... Somebody's holding a literal fucking like swastika
yeah,
flag
right.
at a Bernie rally and it gets no coverage.
Yeah.
That is insane. That's fucked.
Yeah.
And
it's a weird.
He's dealing with actual, like, that's a hate crime. That's
like,
actual
yeah.
harassment happening in real life. And you want to fucking talk about what, like, the Chapo subreddit?
Yeah.
Like,
it's dumb. It's a waste of time even to, like, be measuring. You know, which candidate is getting the most grief anyway, you know?
Right.
And also with the Bernie bro shit, it's like, look, Bernie is like not making these people do this. All of these people, including myself, like we'd be making fun of you if there wasn't an election for other reasons. Right. Like that's just, that's kind of what we're like.
Look, like the whole Warren on SNL thing, I would not give a shit if she had just endorsed Bernie. If she had endorsed Bernie this week, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? Make 1,000 TikToks with Kate McKinnon. Right. Make 1,000 fucking Drake TikToks. Go ahead. You endorse Bernie. Awesome. You endorse Bernie. Go ahead. Do another video where you're dancing to Drake.
Well, she should get her little ass on an airplane and be flying over to Michigan and be on the ground going knock, knock, helping him out. But yeah, I guess a tweet being like, go Bernie would have been better. And then she could just...
Anything.
Well, okay.
Irresponsible.
Where everyone goes, Bernie bros are toxic, Bernie bros are toxic. Picture it. Sarah Nicole Sherman, me, on stage at, you guessed it, I'll say it, Hollywood Improv, not to brag. Empty room on a weeknight.
Yeah.
Guy in the front wearing a Warren sweatshirt. Okay. Yeah. He was clearly, they have Love It or Leave It there. He was clearly like a leftover from the 8 p.m. show and was like just there for the 10:30 p.m. show. Yeah. Front row wearing a Warren sweatshirt the day she dropped out.
Yeah.
I see that. I'm obviously popping off. I'm making fun. I'm not bullying him. Yeah. I say, oh, Warren. I start making Reagan jokes, blah, 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 blah. This dude in the front starts instantly screaming.
Oh, boy.
He's like, you're a fucking liar. You're a liar. Like, I never seen someone so quick to anger, such screaming. And I'm like, you know what? And I felt bad because I was a little bit bullying and I wasn't helping the Bernie cause at all.
Sure.
But it is a comedy club and whatever. I'm trying to be ha ha ha, having fun.
Yeah.
But if you think that Bernie bros are toxic, angry, freaky bullies, you got to see a Warren supporter, quote unquote, in mourning, like yelling at a woman.
Being, and by the way, and it's like a false comparison because Liz Warren, she did her campaign. She's been doing this for a little bit. These people have been supporters of her for a little bit. A lot of, you know, there's like some rationale to, I do think Bernie people like lose their minds. Like, and I think they have good reason to. Quite a bit. Like, they kind of like need to take a step back.
I texted you about a friend where I was like, hey, this man needs to chill a little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we've all had conversations like that.
Because
a lot of Bernie people have been literally working on this campaign for 6 years at this point.
Yeah.
So there's like, you know, some of them have like really, really short fuses, you know, with this shit. But they've been doing it for literally 6 years and maybe there's like a year where they got to rest.
Right.
In between.
I mean,
I do think
ground game level, I think like the smartest moves online, like when it's like Twitter is like a very reductive platform. I think like the best thing you can do if you're a Bernie supporter is to, you know, be kind and sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because like if you are the like Bernie bro archetype that they like want you to be, like you're just kind of like putting the ball on the tee for like fucking pod save weirdos, you know. But it is like a frustrating thing watching like so many, and it's the people complaining, mostly rich liberal white women, right?
That's
and
where so we're headed like, to. I'm about to pop off.
Yeah.
We'd like to pop off.
It is like permission to pop off.
Sir.
I do think like
permission to be sexist, sir.
Like
as a woman, as someone who is a woman, yes.
Yeah. I'm only targeting.
Y'all going fuck around and really make me sexist for real.
Yeah. Wait, did you have a point to?
Oh, no. My point is just that like it is like I think like largely what is happening is poor people, you know, being like being justifiably angry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Poor people being like, I want health care.
I can't afford insulin.
I'm going to die. Please help me. I'm going to die. Please, I'm going to die. I need medicine. Please, I'm going to die. And then rich liberal white women being like, you're being loud.
Yeah.
Stop.
Well, that's the Jew thing, too. It's like, Bernie's, he reminds me of my abusive father because he's screaming. It's like, you've literally never met a Jew, A, and B, you've never met someone who can't afford insulin.
Yes. Also, every time somebody calls Bernie loud, I'm like, I know what word you're actually looking for.
So psycho.
Starts with a J, ends with an H.
Yeah.
Josiah.
Yeah, there's something about his voice just bothers me, man.
And something about his nose. Yeah.
Something about his nose.
His nose and posture. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Are you permission to pop off?
Yeah. I mean, well, it's not. Well, I'll start this by saying, I am so proud of my sister for coming on Team Bernie because she, I would call her an at-risk youth for being a Warren freak. Like, she has all of the signs.
You got to diagnose him early and get in there.
I diagnosed her early and got in there. This is a diehard Harry Potter fan.
Right.
God bless my sister.
God bless.
But she's lifelong, like, theater
full
employee.
Harry Potter
works
adult.
Works in musical theater.
There we go.
Musical theater. Only rap CD she's ever listened to. Hamilton soundtrack.
Oh my God.
God bless her though. Like,
God bless her.
I like my sister. Love my sister, obviously.
God bless her.
But I mean, I actually didn't even think too much about it before, but I got her on Team Bernie. She's woke. She got herself on Team Bernie.
Yeah.
But then like kind of seeing this chaos and like some of the true freaks on there, like some of the true freak posts, I'm like, oh man, like she was really close to being this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's kind of like the equivalent of like, like your brother, like American History X, for being like a Warren freak.
Well, you
like,
gotta,
oh man, you were, you know.
You gotta identify them early, and it's like everyone's personal responsibility to get in there. Like that's what the real work is. If you spot people you know are at risk youth for being, you know, psychos.
Yeah.
Like do the emotional labor or whatever. That's like our responsibility. My dad was a registered Republican for 30 years. I got in there. I literally did. Every single day, sent him bullet points of, you know, like X, Y, and Z, why he has to be Team Bernie, sent him links to be like, here's the voter registration to switch over from R to D, you know, but you know, whatever, just you gotta do shit. People, you can't just be on Twitter and be upset when people yell at you and put a snake emoji in there. It's like, if you're upset about a snake emoji, you've never done the work. You've never knocked on a door and said, hola, soy un voluntario con la campaña de Liz Warren or whatever.
Oh,
you've
my boy Xavier, he was pulling out the Spanish when we were canvassing, and I was very impressed.
I've been working on it.
Yeah.
Tenemos un sistema político y económico muy corrupto que necesita cambio fundamental. You know, I'm trying.
Wow.
Yes. I'm trying.
Yes, sir.
Hey, bueno.
Yeah. But if you put in, like, the work to, you know, memorize your Spanish to go door to door, you're not going to, like, be upset about someone bullying you online.
I mean,
just as, like, betrays that you've not actually done anything if you get huffed. Yeah.
Did you have
huffy
moments where they, like, respond to you in, like, a paragraph of, like, and they're like holding up food, and you're like, okay.
I literally will hold up a picture.
Yeah,
of
me know how to say that. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca, por favor? But yeah, it's been a rough. Week online.
I do want to talk about Super Tuesday. It's the day itself.
Oh, I didn't,
just like,
did I get to pop off on white women? I'm canceling them.
Oh, wait,
first of all,
yeah, go. You didn't, did you pop off?
Oh yeah,
I'm just canceling them. I mean, I kind of laid out my points before of like, it is weird. It's, you know, it's like a type of privilege. I think white women get off the hook a lot.
They voted for Trump overwhelmingly. They, me, I'm
and
a
I say
woman.
I say that as a through and through white guy. I mean, I've done the tests.
Yeah.
I've done my DNA test.
Sure.
I'm white.
Yeah,
I'm full white.
I just
much.
Took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% Lizzo's biggest fan.
No. That's
Lizzo
Jeff Bezos. Bernie.
Yeah. That
coward.
Fucking Jeff Bezos post rocks.
Yeah.
He said, I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% Lizzo's biggest fan.
But
yeah, no,
but
after the
week of that and like the weird like hostage situations, like if you want my support, I'm going to have to talk to your manager first. And you're going to have to do all this stuff to get like all 200 of us that voted for Liz Warren.
Bro, you want to,
and then that
Super
and the Hillary
Tuesday,
doc.
The Hillary doc,
I'm seeing people being like,
timely
like,
release.
Like, this is literally the pinnacle of feminism.
Yeah.
And I cried 5 minutes into watching the Hillary doc. Like,
I mean, we'll fully pop off this week.
Force ourselves to watch.
Yeah, we're gonna fucking turn.
I told Jack I'd rather put a full hot gun in my mouth.
I proposed it and I watched one clip.
Yeah.
And I was like, none of us could handle this.
We're not
right
gonna
now.
Inflict that upon a guest, but like for the purposes of the Patreon, me and Jack will watch all of Hillary on Hulu.
At least as much as we can.
Yeah, it is. And that's cover that in full.
I can't imagine being that much of a narcissist. Just like an unhinged level narcissist.
To be the reason we have a Trump presidency in the United States of America in 2020, and then make a documentary where the, obviously I haven't watched a single clip, where the poster is just you and Steve Jobs turtleneck.
The billboard is, I mean, she's like, she's the champ of just sort of, you know, not reading the room, and I don't love using the phrase self-owned, but you want to talk cell phones, Hillary, that billboard, the tagline says, Hillary, who does she think she is? And it's like, yeah, who the fuck does she think she is?
Because I'm the most hated person in the world.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing in like the midst of the election, putting out this documentary where you're like, nobody likes Bernie. Like, none of my friends like him.
Yeah. Your really good friend is Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein, like, Harvey Weinstein.
You never disavowed your husband's rapes.
Can you imagine, even in like the best case scenario, if we're giving her the full benefit of the doubt, can you imagine if two people you were like pretty good friends with for a long time, like at least acquaintances, you had no idea.
Yeah.
Both, like, you find out one of them was running an international child sex trafficking ring.
Yes.
And then Harvey Weinstein, like two of them. Can you imagine like how you would be, even in best case scenario, you'd be stunned and like, oh my god, the guilt.
She has used her platform both on Stern also, that she was talking about Bernie on Stern, which also, by the way, Hillary just being, we've talked about this, but like Hillary being on Stern, both parties should be ashamed. Both parties are like, you have lost full sight of who both of you are.
We lost Howard. We lost Howard.
But like,
I haven't had sex in 20 years. And I'm here to ride the Sibian.
Like, it is, it is pathetic. She has used her platform so much this year.
And shame on Trevor Noah.
To shit on
Bernie.
Let me ask
you this.
Oh, absolutely.
Let me ask you this poll question. If Trump lost, Hillary got the nomination, where would Jeffrey Epstein be right now?
Well, they wouldn't have used her brother as a body double for him. That's what is true.
No, serious question, though. Would he be, let's start with this. Would he be alive?
Oh, interesting.
Or the first question would be, would he have ever been arrested?
Well, I do think that Jeffrey Epstein was killed by the CIA.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it have been easier for her to like off Epstein quicker had she been the commander in chief?
Yeah, but she wouldn't have needed to if he was never arrested and charged in the first place in New York, her state. I think he would just be doing his thing. I don't think he would have ever been arrested.
Yeah.
Right. Because, like, you know, Bill's got to get his child
if
nut.
She was president. No, I mean, it's like, this isn't even conspiracy
talk,
stuff. It's happened before of, like, the powers that be letting him off, you know?
You want to talk baby nut?
I look like a baby?
No.
And y'all are none?
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton, you know?
Yeah. If they're talking about bringing him in finally, they would have been shut down. There's no way a sitting president would have let that happen. Like, no.
Why did it happen at
Bernie,
the time that it happened?
All of my friends on the pedophile plane talk shit about you.
Yeah.
You're never going to be on the pedophile plane.
He's like the one politician in the entire history of the planet who's never been on the pedophile plane.
Dude, they know. Hillary and Bill hung out with him way more than people realize.
I know.
I have a lot of anecdotal stuff, too. People who live in the Virgin Islands have told me story, just like every local there says, like, Hillary and Bill are always here. And like Chelsea, I've heard stories about like Chelsea Clinton like going out to bars when she
was
like
the wedding, wasn't he? Or like
Ghislaine.
But they're like, they're like
the,
often, and a lot of people
Chelsea's
have
wedding,
like
yeah.
stories there.
Well, that's what it was crazy about the Trevor Noah appearance. It was like he had just been fully murdered, and then she's on TV being like, ha, 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 ha,
yeah.
I killed my friend, full sociopath face.
I popped off when I saw that, because he, like, Trevor Noah, I mean, fully fuck Trevor Noah.
Fully.
Absolutely.
Full Fallon tousling Trump's
fuck
hair vibes.
Fuck Trevor Noah. He, like, he has Hillary and Chelsea on. He's like, oh, so, like, what, you know, how did you kill Jeffrey Epstein? Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. He laughs. She laughs. Crowd laughs. And then immediately he's like, no, but seriously, what is it like being this boogeyman to the right? And it's like, what?
Yeah. It's like a weird thing to joke. It's like they were closely associated.
No,
either
it
way.
Sucks. It really sucks that like most of those jobs are just you protecting the ruling class.
Mm-hmm.
I give it to John Oliver, though. I respect John Oliver.
I was talking to
John Oliver. Endorsed Medicare for all.
But did the words Bernard Sanders come out of his mouth?
I like John Oliver.
John Oliver's great.
I like John Oliver.
He took the energy that like old mm-hmm. John Stewart used to have.
Like he has
the throne now.
His show
on HBO.
Is like very thorough. I think
the
he
Medicare
is like,
for All special was good yeah. because that's like the problem. It's like the
I think
only
John Oliver's great.
Yeah, the only reason people don't understand Medicare for All and the only reason the whole thing, like, oh, we're gonna pay for it, is because like there is a media conspiracy where they try to make it seem really complicated.
Yeah.
And he's the only person who's using his platform in media to be like, oh no, Medicare for All is X, Y, and Z. It's really easy. It's nothing
yes.
is nothing is complicated about
no,
it.
No, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, right.
we're accidentally getting. Turn this into a full political episode, but I would advise everybody to go back and watch the 2016 debates if you want just an interesting experience. First of all, to watch like how badly Biden will get destroyed by Donald Trump.
Yes.
But like it's fun watching it now because I have some space. Like everybody was so scared of Donald Trump becoming president back then that, like, you couldn't appreciate him for who he was. Or even like acknowledge that he was good at debating.
Right.
Like yeah. everybody was like, no, he's not, he's terrible at debating. But
yeah.
like I was watching the clips. I mean, he's fucking amazing at it.
Yeah.
He's amazing at it. And the craziest moment was yeah. the last debate. Two crazy moments. Last debate, they tried to hit him with, like, the grabbing the pussy comments. And he's like, I've apologized. Those are words. But what her husband did to
yeah.
those women. And I have them in the audience.
Yeah.
I have his victims in the audience.
Yeah.
What he did were actions. Like, I said words. I'm sorry. And then, like, he's like, and she was terrible to these women. She attacked them like a dog. And,
yes.
like, they're in the audience. He bought
yeah.
them.
And he's
yeah.
not
and then,
wrong.
And then
yeah.
later in the debate is when he said, I hate to do this, but the stuff she's done, if I become president, I'm putting her in jail.
Yeah.
Like, he said, I'm
yeah.
going to put her in fucking jail.
Goat shit.
I mean, it's great.
Fucking, yes.
I mean, it's worth watching.
Buckets.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the roast master, and on
yeah.
Biden's brain is truly gray matter
soup.
Pouring out of his ears.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no way.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
We got Jeffrey
got,
Ross
man
Trump.
Got goddamn soup for brains.
Yeah. It'll be, if it ever happens, hopefully it doesn't. It'll just
yeah.
be, you know what he's going to say. He's going to be like, like Joe Biden will be stuttering, Trump will interrupt, because nobody's interrupted Biden ever
yeah.
in that way. Everybody's been way too polite.
Right.
But Trump's going to be like, what is he talking about? He shouldn't be up here. Is there
yeah.
a doctor in the house? Like,
that's,
he's gonna be doing
that's what I understand why people aren't voting for Bernard, because at least, like, dude, don't you want to see how fucking sick it would be for
he
this
would be great.
Jew to just be, like, roasting the shit out of Trump?
He
that's
would be so
the best
good.
Television anyone's ever thought of in their life. You
God.
Thought The Celebrity Apprentice was good? Wait till you see Bernard roasting little Trumpy on his
spit. It's, it
go
really
back and watch him,
like,
though. It's fun.
Watching the fucking, like, Hillary fans come out of the woodworks talking about the fucking,
it's like, just what are you guys still doing?
I don't know. I don't understand it. It's
there's
also
much better things to
yes.
be into. What are you doing?
It is. It's all
like video
and it's
games.
All people that these are all people who are more concerned with, like, they don't care about being a good person. They just care about the optics of looking like a good person.
Yeah.
And it's like maddening. Like,
but they
it's,
are so so detached from what it actually means to be a good person,
right.
which means it literally to just parrot Bernie's, like, you know, it's are you willing to fight for someone you don't know?
Yeah.
That's what being a good person is. But
yeah.
they are so diluted.
Yeah.
What it actually means to be a human being that
yeah.
their like charade of
yes.
altruism is just fully wrong.
Right.
Why at this point I have more respect, in some sense, I have more respect for Trump supporters than I do for some of these people that I'm
yeah.
seeing online.
Right, because they're in a material crisis where they're literally
yes.
like, my life sucks. I don't know what to do. I guess I'll just blame Mexican people, I guess.
Right. No,
because yeah,
like
they believe, like, I mean,
yeah,
I went
like,
and interviewed
I mean,
a lot of them at the rally in
uh-huh.
Nevada. And
are we ever going to hear that?
Maybe. I mean, dude, after yeah. like, it's like, maybe I'll have to add more to it or something,
yeah.
you know, but it's like so much has changed,
mm-hmm.
you know, talk about things
yeah.
expiring fast. Yeah. You know, but
I mean, Biden is essentially a moderate Republican.
Yeah.
Like there's very little difference between like, there's very little difference between like, if you look at just like all of the policies laid out, very little difference between like John McCain and Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
He literally didn't want to bus black children to integrate white schools.
Right.
Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah. Oh, so I did want to talk about, so Super Tuesday, I wanted to talk about my Super Tuesday, right?
Did you get blackout?
I did get like after a certain point, it was like, it was great until it wasn't. Right. Because like
you were out there in the field.
I was in the field. I was canvassing. I did some like buzzer beater canvassing. Mm-hmm. Like
day
that
of, was fun.
Which was
literally
like
being like, you have to go right now.
Yeah.
You have
literally
to go
like
vote.
An hour left. Like I loved like I was in like Slauson, like in South Central. And
Wait, me too.
Yeah. Nice. Wow. And so I was like at 7:30, I remember going up to a guy's door. And it was like an able-bodied like 25-year-old dude, and we're like, hey, we're volunteers with the Bernie Sanders campaign. Have you voted yet today? And he's like, ah, oh, fuck, man. Like I had like a mail-in ballot. I haven't. Damn. Like, and we're like, yeah, there's like 30 minutes left. Like we can take the mail-in ballot and like bring it in. And he's like, awesome. Like great. And like handed it over. And I was like, yeah, there's no way this guy would have like, submitted this ballot otherwise. So it was like, it felt so good to like, you know, get like one or two ballots in that like wouldn't have been submitted otherwise. Like that felt great. And then like we did that. It's 8:00. I get a text from James Adomian being like, hey, all hands on deck. There's people in the, you probably got the same text.
The pizza text.
Yeah. So he sent a text. Pizza.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about
pizza.
Text.
No Hillary.
Yeah.
No Hillary. But I was handing out pizza
to children.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get a text from Adomian being like, hey, you know, there's these really long lines. You know, if you get in line before 8 p.m., your vote still counts. They've got to count your vote. So there's people, they've been waiting in line for a while, and we need hands. You know, we need people to like hand out pizza and water and snacks
and entertain them on the line.
Yeah. And so I was like, awesome. I'm close to USC. I'll meet you there. And I met him there, and I'm passing out pizza, passing out snacks. Feels great. There's one girl said, do people ever tell you you look like Brandon Wardell?
And you go, like, who's that?
I'm like, well, you know, it's your
You're
lucky
talking
day.
To him,
it's,
baby.
It's your lucky day, sweetie.
Yeah.
I was actually there just picking up co-eds.
Yeah.
I'm like passing out whatever. You know, feels great. I haven't checked the internet. I saw that he was like projected to win California, and I was like excited. And around like 8:39, there's like five cops that show up, and I'm like, oh man, what's going on? What's going on here? Why are there policemen? And there's this
white
woman.
Sir, step away from the sorority house.
Yeah. Well, why? Where are you taking me? Yeah.
Sir, is that a pizza in your hands? Or are you just happy to see a bunch of teenagers?
Yeah. So I was saying, I told you about this, and I posted about it, but there was there's like this white girl. She's crying, and I'm like,
boy.
Oh, I don't know, why is this girl crying? And then one of the people that was passing out food and water, who all, by the way, all Bernie people, I will say, all
so nice.
People, all the people that were passing out pizza and snacks and water, they're all Bernie guys.
Anyone who's doing actual on the ground work, that's a Bernie person.
Yes, and so like he goes up to her, he asks what's going on, and he finds out that this woman is crying because she called the cops.
Yeah.
She called so this woman called the cops because she was like, there's people that got in line at 8:05. There's people that got in line after like polls are supposed to close that are trying to vote, and like called the fucking cops.
which like, they don't fucking know either. They're
is
like, what?
Insane. And
they're
then
like, what's
obviously,
the rule? Oh, it's Super Tuesday? Oh.
Right,
what's
like,
Super Tuesday?
We're cops in South Central LA. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. These are cops in South Central LA who could be doing anything else.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, calling the cops for any other reason than like, oh, somebody's about to fucking die or like my shit's getting fucking stolen is like insane. Right? Like calling the, but like that is next level. That is fucking peak white woman fucking let me speak to your manager energy of just
let me speak to your manager of the cops.
Yeah. Calling the cops like there's college students trying to vote at 8:05.
Yeah.
There's college students here and they got in line at 8:05 because they want to vote.
They broke the rules.
They broke the rules. They're trying to vote at 8:05. These college students are trying to vote at 8:05 and it's not okay. And then she was crying because people were like people were mad at her.
Yeah,
like everybody
was
like,
"What the fuck is wrong
with
you?
What the fuck is wrong with you calling the cops on people?"
I'm trying
to
exercise my basic human right, but I actually am late because I got held up at my coffee job where my boss was being mean to me.
Yes,
you know
exactly. And so she was crying because people thought she was a bad person for calling the cops. And it's
like
yeah, you are. You literally are a bad person.
You literally bought guns to a Scantron fight.
Yeah, you're in like. You're calling
both everybody, and that's what's kind
of
wonderful about like
the South Central Division of LAPD.
It's like, kind of a wonderful thing of like, I think there's a huge, diverse group of people all jointly hating white women right now. And it kind of feels good because it's like, no matter what you think about the police, like both sides of the aisle would be like, either why you bring police here, or if you're like a Blue Lives Matter guy, I'd be like, why are you wasting the police's time? They could
right.
be out making arrests right now. Right. You know, it's like, why are you wasting their time?
Yeah.
This is as a white Jewish woman, this is a really bad time for us right now. We're looking bad. We're crying and calling the cops. And also as a Jew, we had a really rough year this year. We had Epstein. We had Weinstein. And what do we need? As a white
the
Jew.
Were the scenes? On some other shit.
And I'm entreating all my gorgeous Long Island Jews who had gorgeous bat mitzvahs with amazing bat mitzvah themes. I am begging you, please, this is our time to save white female Jews. Vote for Bernard.
Hillary really chose the wrong Jewish friends.
Yeah, she really did.
She's like, yeah, fuck Bernie. But, you know, she never spoke out against Epstein or Weinstein.
It is so funny that she is talking shit about him in that doc.
Yeah.
Like I was tweeting that, like, could you imagine if Barack Obama, when she was running, came out with a, actually, like, my comparison was that, like, if he put out a doc saying, like, fuck Hillary, like, that stupid bitch. Yeah, nobody likes that bitch. Like, while she's trying to run for president.
Yeah.
It would be crazy.
Be
but
so
even
mad.
If, dude, like, even, like, the first
and
part of that tweet I did.
She literally ran a racist campaign in 08.
Yeah.
Right.
But even, like, dude, even if he just did the first part of that, which is like everybody, if he left the office and then put out a 4-part doc called Barack, everybody be like, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Right.
Are you like, get over yourself, man. Like,
yeah.
Haven't you done enough?
Do you think he made the phone call to Pete and Amy and to, okay.
Yeah.
But he hasn't publicly endorsed anyone,
no.
right?
No. It's like bad form.
No, he's just acted in the shadows.
Yeah.
Freak, psycho. That, I mean, the endorsement stuff, I was like, who cares what Amy
Klobuchar. Well, it's
understandable.
It's his boy.
Right.
It's his boy. You know.
It did bum me out watching, like, have you ever seen that 06 video of Obama campaigning for Bernard?
Oh, they made it into that Florida commercial, right? They
did the
Bernie campaign mm-hmm. made a commercial just for Florida that's just Obama saying awesome stuff about Bernie.
Yeah.
Which is honestly sick. That's that's a good move.
The old Obama.
We miss him every day. No, I don't know. I don't care.
I mean, pre-presidential Obama, you know.
When he was smoking cigs.
When he was smoking cigs.
Yeah, he's doing things that are, I mean, it's weird. The Hillary doc, it's like, dude, why are you doing anything? Why are you
why
doing
are you
anything?
On my TV?
Why are you on my TV? Why are you doing anything? Like,
Hillary,
you
get
did
off
the
my
stuff.
TV.
You did the stuff, like.
I like
George Bush is painting.
Yes.
He's painting and like occasionally like they'll drag him to like go, you know, pose with Ellen or something.
And
he's like, all right, like
I understand he is responsible for the deaths of so many.
Yeah.
But I think I might hate her more.
Well, he's not around.
I think I might literally hate Hillary more than George Bush.
Well, if he was around doing the same shit, you would hate him more.
Yeah, but
just
he's
like,
not.
You know, go back. Come on.
And, you know.
He's not trying to get a Netflix stand-up special.
Yeah. Right.
He did 9/11. He's
not trying to speak at South by Southwest.
Right.
Like, are you guys excited for the weekend? Oh. She was going to speak at South by until
you
it got canceled.
Be kidding me.
No, yeah, she was going to be a speaker. Greetings, South by Southwest.
I do want to say I am feeling hopeful, though. I just want to put that out
there. Yeah, we can't go. I do think that that is important. We can't go full
doomer
yet.
Yeah,
get out there. And if you're a Bernie guy, or anything, if you're a Bernie brother,
if you're a Bernie
sweetie, brother,
there's no
Bernie.
Bernie babe.
Bernie
bitch.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like, obviously this was going to be hard and horrible and terrible because, like, if staging an entire revolution to overthrow this system was easy, then, like, what do you think the CIA was going to murder? You think the CIA murdered Martin Luther King Jr.? You think it's just going to be easy to overturn that whole thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, no, you know, FBI. Does that even make sense as a point? You know what I mean? It's if it was easy to just entirely uproot the most evil, powerful system on the planet.
Gotta get rid of the freaks.
Yeah.
Bare minimum. I wanted to speak on something, too, especially to my Illinois people. You got to get out there. All the other states, but especially Illinois, I could hear the excuses coming in already in my head. No excuses, guys. And I'll speak to the boys right now. Bro, you know how much pussy you're going to be getting if you go out? Bro, if you go out in Canvas and you drop that pic on the story, you know how much pussy you're going to get,
dude.
In your DMs.
Dude, when
your DMs are
going to
be fucking crazy, dude. When they see that, and girls, or whoever, yo. Yeah. When they see that, when you're out canvassing, people are going to be like, please come over.
Damn, you're getting your steps in. You have strong calves.
They're getting
calves
your steps in. Then plus you could be doing posts just like, I'm so tired. I'm so tired from canvassing and I'm worried about the election. I don't know if I should sleep alone tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know if I should be alone tonight.
Pussy.
No, don't. You're so sexy. Ha ha.
Yeah, you got to get out there. But no, seriously, get out there.
Yeah.
You
got to get there.
Plus,
everybody is nice and cool. And like, literally, bro.
It is like a very nice reprieve.
It's a good crew.
Reprieve from like just internet fucking.
I don't want to hear any. I have social anxiety stuff. You'll get over it. And
fine.
Plus, you could literally do it where you. The one
and
person talks and you
alone.
Just have to chill. Yeah.
And it makes
like,
you feel better. You're literally like, humanity is about kindness and compassion.
Right.
No
it's
one's
super
gonna
fucking
be mean
easy.
To you.
Yeah.
So easy. It makes you less anxious about the election because you're like, oh, people just want world peace.
Right.
And peer pressure your friends to get out there too.
You're talking
but,
to people that
you know,
aren't, you know, brain damaged from the computer.
It's a good, you know, I joke about getting some pussy, but, you know.
I mean, I think when Bernard is president, people will have sex again. No one's having sex anymore. Everyone's holes are glued shut.
Everyone's holes are glued shut.
They're glued shut.
He'll unglue the holes.
He'll bring back the summer of love of 69.
He's just like confusing personal problems right now. Be like, the worst thing about Trump is that like nobody's had sex in 4 years.
Everyone's like,
it's
crazy.
Uh-huh. Like you can't,
everybody accidentally glued their holes shut.
It's so weird. Ever since Trump became president, like no one can find their house key.
I mean, I joke about getting the pussy, but you know, it's actually better if you're into guys. It's better because there's a lot of dudes out there. But I went to the there was like a 300 person canvas in Echo Park. I was texting my sister like, "Girl, you should get out here. There's some lookers out here.
Yeah. Every
some
Bernie event
boys.
I go to, cuties galore.
Cuties galore. She's
cuties.
Single.
Yeah.
I'm like,
galore."
There's some cuties here.
I mean,
some nice boys.
You know,
she's a nice boy.
We've gotten very serious. This episode, and you know, some of the listeners that might at home might be like, oh, like they're not, Brandon's not talking about babes or whatever. But you know, if we could bring it back to babes for a second, I will say, you know, Amrata, Bernie
endorsement,
Dua Lipa, Bernie,
Sarah Nicole Sherman,
Bernie, exactly. The three,
no
the
promises,
three,
but like, you know, if you want a shot. I you know, I'm not saying you have a shot. You may have a shot. We know step number one, though.
And
if you want to get their attention.
Can I
get out there and canvas?
I've demanded that Liz Warren endorse Bernie. She should have done it before Super Tuesday. Hopefully she does it before this Tuesday. I will be ashamed if she does not endorse Bernie before Tuesday. It will literally be an irresponsible, dangerous move on her part, and she should feel bad. But with regards to babes, right? Dua Lipa endorsed Bernie. Emrata endorsed Bernie. Sydney Sweeney, it's time to endorse Bernie.
Yeah.
It's time for Sydney Sweeney to endorse
one of his babes from Euphoria. She's from Euphoria.
Can I have my brag moment for a second?
Big naturals.
Sure. Okay, picture it. I'm on stage. I go, hey, everybody, how'd you find out about the show? Facebook, Eventbrite, Twitter, paper calendar you saw hanging up at Zebulon Cafe concert.
Yeah.
How'd you find out about the show? Hot guy in the front row goes, you canvassed me for Bernie.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
You want people to come to your comedy shows? Yes. Go out and canvas. Knock, knock. Yeah.
Knock,
knock,
knock. And maybe, just maybe, it'll be a slamming 10 out of 10 MILF that answers the door. And she's
God
like,
willing.
She's like, yes, I'll vote for Bernie, but also my sink's super leaky.
Yeah.
And I need somebody to come inside, you know?
Yeah, maybe you're going to canvas. You knock the door.
She's in a red dress.
Yeah, maybe.
And she's in a red Corvette.
Maybe you're out there. You're canvassing. You're on the ground for Bernie. You knock on the door. She opens the door. It's your stepmom.
Yeah. It's your stepmom. I'll let you take that from there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You never know who you're going to meet cute canvassing for Bernie.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. How do you know if you don't try and find out? You know.
Yeah.
Knock on doors. That's what Brandon was doing down at USC sorority doors.
That is, I was.
The sorority, have they been canvassed? I'm seeing on the app right now that actually they are listed as canvassed.
I was
but
just
I don't know
passing
they,
out food to the people waiting in line. You know.
You go to Jones Beach in New York. Hey, just wondering, any of these bikini babes?
Yeah. I was when I did go to the. You were at the Bernie rally on Saturday, right?
Of course.
I was also there, and I was there with my friend Xavier, and unfortunately they closed the Hooters downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that they
reopened it for.
Well, no, I didn't know that it was closed. Like, I just remember going there at one point, like after a fucking Lakers game or something. Like, I was like downtown, and we were like, ha ha ha, what if we went to Hooters? But I did want
as
to
a prank.
Yeah, I did want to post Bernie rally. Go to Hooters and like take
support
a photo.
Women.
Take a photo with the Bernie sign and all the Hooters girls and say that I was canvassing at Hooters. Yeah.
I mean, bro, you have a car. Be
it's
worth
not,
the pick.
It's not
might
too
be worth
late.
The pick.
It's not too late.
Yeah. You know, you could do a geotag in Chicago if you want.
Yeah.
I'll give you permission as Chicago and to lie.
My hot take
it's
on
it's a liar
Hooters?
State anyway.
Yeah.
Canvassing
Illinois is a liar state.
Canvassing at Hooters on Hollywood Boulevard after he already won the California primary.
Yeah.
Like, he fully already won the California primary. It's a week later. I'm like,
the campaign's fully shut down in California. Like, they literally don't have offices anymore. I'm still
they're
out
like,
here.
Ladies,
I'm still doing the
there's
work.
There's no campaign offices in LA anymore, but there's a campaign office at my freaking house.
Yeah. I mean, it would be that is
I'm hosting the women's canvas for Bernie at my house.
It is very
at 11 p.m.
It is very funny thinking about like adult men that are still like horny for Hooters girls.
Yeah.
Where, like, that's like their thing. It's like, oh man, imagine
a Hooters
imagine
girl,
hooking
dude.
Up with a Hooters girl.
I will say the weirdest thing about, I mean, I love a Hooters girl, God bless, support, but I hate that they make them wear the flesh tights.
Oh,
yeah. That's
sure.
where they get me.
Yeah.
I feel really bad about that.
There was a very, there's
it's
a very,
it's very
funny,
90s thing, you know?
There's a very funny photo of this kid that I went to high school with named David Remington.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All out.
Yeah, I always end up doxing kids I went to high school with and just saying their fucking full names. But this kid I went to high school with, David Remington, he posted his profile picture is him with like his arms around two Hooters girls.
No.
Hell yeah.
Like, he like asked two Hooters waitresses to like take a photo with him.
Yeah.
And he like puts he has his arms around him, and he's like kind of like he's got like a smug grin on his face, and some dude named Kurt is like, How much did you pay them to take this photo, David? Haha. And he was like, they asked me to take the photo. Alright, Kurt. He goes, they asked me.
Oh,
that kid that rocks.
Was, yeah. That's a great type of guy too.
Yeah, that kid was awesome.
I see versions of that too when I've taken over friends like Bumbles in the past, be like, let's see what these guys are doing, you know.
Yeah.
Let me make some swipes.
Right.
And there is when you get like kind of like incel level, there's like that type where they're posting like a pic of like them and like some streamer girl, like some boob streamer at like an anime convention that they like clearly asked to take a picture
with.
You're
looking through the lens of a woman.
On Bumble. Yeah, hilarious. I'm looking at straight guys.
Yeah.
But
straight
like that's like such a funny tactic.
Him.
Yeah, it's like such a funny tactic where it's like them with like a celeb at like a meet and greet or something. It's like, what's your strategy here, man? Like, you're trying to show proof that you've like touched a beautiful person. Like,
you're trying to show proof that you drove 7 hours into Arizona to go to a convention where you paid to do a step and repeat with a celebrity who hates you.
Yeah. Right.
I don't get the tactic.
Strange tactic.
Yeah.
I forgot this little amazing piece of information. I was basically gun to head bullied into going to a prom with someone who is a senior advisor on the Bloomberg campaign.
What's up?
I literally, not actually harassed, but okay, here's the story really quick. I did the morning announcements at my high school, blah, blah,
okay,
blah,
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. When will she stop
always
talking?
A performer.
Yeah.
I would like get to be like, good morning, losers. So annoying. Wish I was dead. Cut my own head off, throw it in the street. And I would do the morning announcements and they were like a bot. So I had to like a pile of papers that I would have to read, like intramural will be at 4 p.m. or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't drink and drive. Blah,
you're
blah,
like
blah.
Squeezing a rubber chicken.
Literally.
I'm doing it funny style.
I'm like, well, it's Mr. D'Angelo's birthday today. How old is he now? 23, honey? Take me out to dinner first or whatever. And then this guy who lived on my street and my dad was friends with his dad, so I was kind
classic.
Of trapped, slips onto the bottom of an announcement that was like, the SATs are going to be Monday at 4 p.m. Sarah, will you go to prom with me? Kind of thing. Snuck it in. And I was reading it over the morning announcement, so I had to say yes because I didn't want to embarrass him in front of the whole school.
Yeah. Wow.
And I'm going to show you pictures of me and him at prom together. I'm full miserable.
Oh, boy.
And like fully weeping, standing next to him. He's wearing like dorky glasses and a bow tie. And he just made a classic, because you know Bloomhamburgers are still on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he made a Facebook post like, so excited to announce I will be a senior advisor in the Bloomberg campaign.
Oh, senior advisor.
Senior advisor.
I found out one of my best friends from high school worked on the he privately is a Bernie guy.
Yeah.
I found out that he was working on the Bloomberg campaign.
Respect.
But you know, politics is the worst.
There's a lot of people
job.
No, there's a lot of people that were taking the getting the Bloomberg bag and just like, I mean, I was advising people to do that. Just go do a bad job at it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were.
Yeah.
You know, I think they personally heard it from me and they're like, that's a good idea, Jack. We're going to do that.
Like,
you know?
They were texting people like, hi, this is XYZ from the Bloomberg campaign. Please vote for Bernie.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Let's see this guy.
Okay. Hello.
For the
listeners at home, I'm
sure. Wow, you look so different.
I know.
I'm seeing a... Whoa, preppy.
This is before you were weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I would. Here's the thing. It's really hard to be.
You did like a reverse 90s movies thing.
I know. I
put
on
like the preppy
my glasses.
Girl,
yeah,
and then you put on your glasses.
Put the hair up.
Yeah, and you had a prom date. It was a complete reverse. Like, you practically had to go to the prom with him as a dare, you know?
Literally, look at this.
Wait, let me see this again. Oh, wow. That rocks. He does look like he worked on the Bloomberg campaign.
He just looks like, you know, a blank slate of a guy. I don't have too much to say about him.
Yeah.
Just like the default skin before you like when you first open the custom character creator in Skyrim.
And it's just,
you know,
Slender
you haven't changed
Man.
Anything yet.
Default,
it's like one of the
default
defaults.
Character.
Yeah. You know, there's not much to say about him.
Oh,
it is
my God.
Funny,
and me, I'm standing like 9 inches away from him in the classic prom pose.
Oh, of course.
I'm clearly sweating my balls off. Being
I mean, it's cool that you had a prom date.
Yeah.
This wasn't even my prom. I was older than him.
You were 25.
This is 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
yeah, my job is reading. I'm a 25-year-old that reads the announcements that they pay me $20 a day.
Yeah, I've got TV credits.
Yeah.
I mean, not to brag, but you know who was my improv coach in high school? Huh. Aaron Glazer, UCB fame.
Oh, wow. What?
Yeah, he was the 25-year-old taking a bus to the suburbs.
You don't know about Aaron Glazer?
He's related to one of the Glazers, probably.
Well, he got like
the famed UCB rapist.
Ooh, yikes.
Yeah. He was teaching high school.
Is he related to any of the other Glazers?
Which Glazers?
Ilana or what's the
other one? No. Unrelated to
Why are there
Ilana
so many Glazers, man?
Jewish. We got our names changed to Ellis Island. You think my name was Sherman before Ellis Island? No, it was Shmulevich.
Yeah.
Obviously.
What was Glazer before, you think? I didn't know many Glazers before, but like, you know, after starting a podcast with a stand-up comedian having to learn about comedy, I've seen a lot of Glazer names.
Sure.
And apparently they aren't related to each other?
No, they're unrelated.
Fuck? Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I mean, they do control the media.
Except
for when it comes to Bernie, you know?
I mean, no, exactly.
There's any evidence to the contrary.
They don't like the good ones.
You know what got my mom a public school teacher for like 25 years in Queens? She was suspicious of Bernie until I showed her the Joe Rogan interview. And then I literally sat her down, held her hand. I was like, just listen to the whole thing. And she literally goes, if everybody heard him talk for this long period of time, they would agree with him.
Oh, the Rogan.
I wonder why they don't put him on the news, she said.
Wow.
Isn't that cute?
I wonder why they don't put him on the news.
Yeah.
That's so cute. Yeah, I mean, the Rogan interview, I think, was like really good.
He should go
back on. It
was
like a really smart move.
Yeah.
So many of the comments are literally like, I thought this guy was weird, and now I think he's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I thought I didn't like this guy, and now I like this guy. A lot of people listened to that fucking podcast, and so it was a very smart move for him to go on that podcast.
Is it in England or something? Europe or whatever, where they like let all the candidates talk on the news for like an hour.
They have to have equal coverage.
Yeah.
In a lot of other countries.
I really hope.
And actually, we're supposed to do that too. There's like, it's just evolved. There's supposed to be some fairness.
Did you see like Bernie wants to do a debate exclusively about healthcare with Biden?
Cool.
Which would be, I really hope that happens.
Oh,
yeah.
That would be so great.
You think the Jew York Slimes media would let him do that?
I doubt it. I really like.
I can talk
one more
like
reminder
this. I'm
that
a Jew.
Yeah, Sarah is Jewish.
Yes. I am the biggest.
Were you bat mitzvah?
Yeah,
of course.
Okay, she is Jewish.
I was bat mitzvah on April 1st. My bat mitzvah
theme
was
anti-Semitism.
April Fool's Day. My invitations to my bat mitzvah were snakes in a can, and I gave away fish I gave away fish in bags, real swimming fish at my bat mitzvah, and then Ben Kestenbaum peed in his fish tank.
The fuck?
Whoa. You've always been random.
You're so random.
You've actually always been random.
I've always been random. random.
What else? Non-political.
Corona.
What else? Oh, freaking Corona, dude.
Corona.
What else is there to say about that?
South by is canceled.
South by is canceled. Hillary will not be speaking.
Corona. I really do hope they cancel Coachella. I've thought about
it. I think they might do it.
Nobody washes their hands. You're washing your hands very quickly.
No, it's a nasty place.
And you're also just like amongst a bunch of dirt and wind and hedonism and just like whatever.
Am I supposed to be afraid of Corona?
A little bit. I think I am a little bit. I think I'm going to like, I don't know. I'm scared. But the Coachella thing, I brought that up because, I mean, it's going to be, if they go through with that,
I know
it'll just be a fucking Petri dish. Like that is like insane.
It's already a Petri dish.
Also very funny that it already is a Petri dish. Very funny that CPAC and APAC
amazing
full like both had like cases of full coronavirus.
We're gonna see some funny shit if Coachella gets canceled. We're gonna see some very funny reactions.
Yes.
In fact, we know, we will not name who this is, but you had
this is
fake LA like brain, you know. We have a lot of them, us too, you know.
My friend hit me up about South By, and then it got, you know, then it got canceled. But he was like, yeah, man, like if they cancel Coachella, that's like the worst thing I can possibly imagine. That's the worst thing I. That's the worst thing.
Anything worse?
I can possibly imagine. Of all the things to occur.
Wish that was my brain.
Of all
maybe,
of the,
maybe
of
he's
all
just
of
not
the,
good at imagining bad things.
Of
maybe
all of
he's
the bad
really
things that could happen in the world, I think the worst would be if Coachella were to be canceled this year.
It's like every night when I go to sleep, I have like night terrors of my skin being peeled off with a baby carrot peeler or whatever. And
oh boy.
I'm like,
that's random.
I guess I am. I've always been pretty random. But it's like, yeah, I can imagine things 12 times worse that I, and when I'm not even trying, when my brain is fully asleep.
Right.
And he's like, oh, you put him down in a chair and you're like, think of the worst thing ever, gun to your head. And he's like,
not being Coachella being canceled.
Full, gun to head, brain blast.
Yeah, that owns. I mean, I've been training for this. We're podcasters, first of all. So we're built for the indoors. If the corona really hits, I'm fine being in here gaming, holding up. I might need some resources. I might need some food. I'll have to figure that out. But I'm like, I could easily months of grinding.
And in a time of corona, what do people need more than anything? Is a podcast to listen to.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
No, that's real.
When they're atomized in their houses, everyone's alienated from each other. What's going
to
bring the
world
together?
We might have to make some like kind of dividers for the guests, some plastic screens or something. If we keep
bubble,
it going,
bubble boy shit,
yeah, Zorb boy ball shit. All the way here.
I think, I think coronavirus could be great for the Patreon.
Yeah, let's get it going. Let's start spreading it around.
Yeah.
I think you need to get the virus, and then you need to kind of go to places for our target demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And start coughing around.
Yeah.
Get
these guys
get
sick.
Health insurance? In a time of corona?
You don't
Do
have
you
any?
Do you not have it?
No.
Just straight up no health insurance?
Because I had to switch over from... I just moved here from Chicago 4 months ago. I'm switching my Medicaid over to Medi-Cal. And it's just taking a long time. So
I always forget you're Chicago too.
Yeah.
So, you're also qualified to shame the Chicagoans. Get out there for Bernie.
See, all the... I would say it's much more fun to be in Chicago probably now during a time of working class celebration than it is being fucking here adjacent to Silver Lake seeing all the idiots.
I think I've never really hated LA more than I do right now.
It's so did you see that on that map that we were talking about earlier, all of Beverly Hills went to Bloomberg?
Of course.
That's funny.
I mean, you know Beverly Hills is literally designed, it's designed to keep poor people out.
Gates.
It's its own city.
No, it is designed to keep poor people out because it's not accessible on highways.
Right. Hmm.
And it is by design. They designed it so the rich people are safe from the poor.
As a poor person with no car in Los Angeles, guess I'm a hero. I can tell you that as a bus person, I'm not allowed to go literally anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not accessible by bus or highway.
That's
you got to
so
fucking, you know, I don't know, man.
You have to do one of the Star Trek teleportation pods to get there.
Yeah. This is a real... pod of the people.
Ours is?
I mean, yeah, I would say this episode specifically also.
Mm-hmm.
Real.
I wonder if you could do a poll where you found out how many... Can you be how many of our listeners voted for Bernie and make everyone answer?
I think
most. Because only because if they were anybody else, I don't think they would have made it this long.
Right.
Yeah, they'd stop listening.
They would have stopped listening.
No, yeah.
But, I mean, there's probably some Warren people in the mix.
I watched
and there's literally... I'll stick up and say there's nothing wrong with being a Warren supporter up until at a certain point.
Up until
it's okay to like her more. It's okay to like whoever you want.
Up until
I can't.
When she lied.
She was a Republican through Ronald Reagan, which is so banana.
Which is wild. But I do think that in the 2000s, she did some great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
smart
is,
and charismatic,
which
too.
Is
yeah.
very frustrating with the Biden stuff. She fought against Biden for so many years,
and she's gonna be endorsing him in T-minus 16.
And now
I saw her speak. I got it. Like
She's really charismatic and nice.
Who's more charismatic than our tall Jew King Bernard, though?
No, but I think his charisma actually lies in his lack of charisma. Yeah. I think that he is like, there's
I'm
humanity.
I'm so Jewish there's that like, I'm like, he's the most charismatic.
You're hearing something like, different. Yeah. You're hearing something different from the Gentiles. You're like, it's like a whole different set of words to your.
Yeah, I'm like literally, it's water through my ears.
Like, I think that he's like, I think that that's why he's great is because there is no like sort of,
he's not trying to be cool.
Yeah.
Like when he, by the way, two bands that have been on this show, Joyce Manor and Vampire Weekend. Vampire Weekend, first band to do the Bernie show, I think.
And then Joyce Manor. Yeah.
Recently, he introduced them as the Joyce Manor Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, which I love. Awesome. I was talking to name drop alert. I was talking to Ezra Koenig.
Oh, okay.
Right after he did the Iowa shit, and he showed me a video of like Bernie being like he was so excited about this video of Bernie being like, give it up for Vampire Weekend, one of America's great bands.
Yeah.
And he was like talking about how like when Fish did like a Bernie rally, in terms of like Vermont culture, like Bernie, Ben and Jerry's and Fish all kind of came up around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie like was like, give it up for the Fish, one of Vermont's great bands, and it's like what other great Vermont bands?
Yeah.
Like they're kind of
so
the one,
cool.
But like I do love that, like he doesn't do any of the like fucking like.
This will be huge for stoner culture if he wins.
Like,
oh my! I would love to see like give it up for Morbid Angel.
Yeah,
I do like that. I don't think he really listens to music.
No, I don't think
like,
so.
I don't
either.
Think
I bet he listens to like jazz and like Joan Baez.
You think
stuff.
He listens to Crosby, Still, Nash and Young?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but I don't think that he is like this. Like, I don't think he thinks about pop culture a lot.
No,
like I love that he's not doing like the
I got hot sauce in my bag.
That shit. But like, yeah, like when Obama puts out that like yearly like my favorite TV shows, novels, movies of the year, like
I
his
like
fucking
Euphoria.
Like all of his like yeah, like literally like just posting like, oh, these are my favorite albums and TV shows of the year. Like I don't that's not cool to me. That's not humanizing. If anything, it's just fake humanity. It's
just
fake relatability.
Like a CAPTCHA thing. Like, prove that you're not a robot.
Yo,
prove
that you listen to the songs, bro.
Right.
Quit posing.
It's not even, it's like, I don't even want to know. I don't want to know. Like, don't tell me.
I don't want to be your friend.
Give a fuck.
I don't know. I don't want to know. That's the whole
thing. I like that. Yeah. I like that there's no, like, pop culture posturing from Bernie. I like that he, I'm pretty sure he, like, does not watch TV shows. And that's good.
I don't think
so
either.
He's focused on the mission. He's got.
I've seen
like,
pics of his house.
He's.
I'm not seeing a TV in
there. Incredibly pure of heart.
Yeah.
And he's so important. He's a once in a lifetime candidate. And I am remaining cautiously optimistic. And I do think that, you know, there's still a shot.
Get in the game, you know.
Get in the game.
But yeah, I do.
Get on the ground.
We need some more bands. We need some more bands playing shows, you know. I don't want to think about who Chance the Rapper supports.
No.
I want to know the answer.
But
I would love to see an endorsement, you know, maybe a Wilco show in Chicago.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Maybe a Wilco show in New York. I don't know. Who's he going to get?
Ooh, this
Who's
is
the big
fun.
New York get?
Who's he going to get? Ooh, he better get Madonna.
Oh, I mean, we were there for the Public Enemy Bernie rally.
It was amazing.
With Sarah Silverman and Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, like I could see him knowing Chuck D for a while, but like not knowing that he's in a band.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, I think he does music.
Yeah.
He might. Oh yeah, Flavor Flav really lost the plot.
Is he just a psycho?
He's got some problems.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've I mean, this is not like people are acting like this is new. Him and Chuck have been fighting legally for a long time.
And he like I mean, fucking Flavor Flav, you know, they say on the flyer it's Public Enemy Radio.
Yeah.
Radio was really small.
And,
yeah.
But like yeah, Flavor Flav.
Well, he doesn't.
Like,
Chuck D doesn't have to do that.
He put out a cease and desist against Bernie Sanders, and it's like, bro, I'll just go to cameo.com/FlavorFlav, pay $200, make you endorse Bernie.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just fucking get on your Cameo and just, like, make you endorse Bernie flavor.
By the way, that would be pretty Cameo funny is, to do if you just say your name is Bernie. Like, you might be able to get some heat out of cameos, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and just say Bernie.
Yeah, yeah. Or Bernard.
What were you saying about?
Well, who would be the sickest endorsement? Like, who would be so, like,
you know who's should and hasn't is Rage Against the Machine. I'm surprised they haven't.
Oh my yeah. God. Yeah.
That's not even like, it's not even something I want. It's just like, come on, guys. You're doing a reunion tour. How have you not done this?
Yeah.
And at least capitalize off of doing a reunion tour by like, that's what the Strokes did. They basically like, I guess, revitalized their entire career.
That was a sick flyer.
That was a sick
You were talking about big endorsements. I mean, we already got Timmy Thick.
Timmy Thick was
on
big.
Board, so who's
who I mean,
do have
deafening
left?
Silence from Slayer.
Yeah.
I mean, damn. Do you think those
I want
even
the
Iced
Tea endorsement. That's who I want.
Oh, Iced Tea endorsement would be nice.
I want Iced Tea. I want Final Level on Twitter.
Yeah.
By the way, Power Trip Riley and Ice-T just dropped their new song together.
Hell
wait,
yeah.
Power Trip or Bernie Bros?
Oh, huge Bernie Bros. Yeah, but they wouldn't be able to. They vet bands who play all those shows. You have to be heavily vetted. They've, you know, Riley's too much of a goofball. I don't think he'd make the pass.
Yeah.
They like literally check your Twitter and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, the
no
new Ice-T song.
Jokes.
It's about that cop who broke into the guy's house in an accident and killed him.
Pretty
hard. Ice-T still got it.
Ice-T still is...
It's a banger.
He's still got it.
He's being hilarious online about video game stuff.
Yeah, just gamer stuff. He's a gamer.
What does he say? Just gamer stuff?
Yeah. He owns.
Oh, we lost Cher. Yeah. That was tough.
Oh, yeah. Cher endorsed Biden. That's
we knew that was coming.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, they're both out to lunch.
Yeah.
So, kind of, you know, whatever.
I think a Britney endorsement would be major.
I don't know if she's
probably
she's
a Trump
out
person.
To lunch.
She's not allowed to say anything.
No,
her dad has that like.
No, she's like being held captive.
Did you know
Vegas.
That her dad has like control over her finances?
Yeah,
it's like
free,
some clause.
Free Britney.
It's a clause that like only people in comas have.
Yeah,
oh
my very
gosh.
Strange. It's very strange.
It's like
it's very suspicious.
Chills.
Yeah. Yikes.
Oh, interesting. There's a helicopter hovering over. The house just
as
when
we,
we're talking
yeah.
about Bernard.
Psycho.
Well, we can wrap it up for this week. We have some good surprises coming on Patreon this week. We won't say who. We have possibly an interesting phone interview coming in.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
I'm so
promises.
Jealous.
Yeah, somebody I talked about pretty heavily on the Felix episode.
Yeah,
we'll get that going soon. Well, Ben Mora.
It's Ninja.
Yeah, Ninja.
I have the biggest crush
so hopefully we can
on
get
ben
him.
Mora.
And then, I mean, I'm overdue for updates on the neighbors who did successfully move out. I've said that on the last Patreon, but my crazy neighbors moved.
Hell yeah!
I'll have to catch everybody up on that. And there's some other stuff.
I don't have any. No plugs.
The plug is to go
this week.
Get in the game.
Get in the game, and like, go to patreon.com/
I have a plug.
But you know, do go on the Patreon if you're not on the Patreon. But also,
I mean, people in other countries can't donate to the Bernie campaign.
Yeah.
But I mean, what you could do. Is you could donate to like a Patreon to people who visibly donate a lot to Bernie.
Yeah, if you're in another country and you can't really do anything for Bernie, you should just
I mean, I've donated a substantial amount and I still have a little more I could donate.
That's true.
So,
have
you
donated Fortage now?
I might be close in the small donations. Have you?
Yeah. No, I think I'm at like maybe 500.
You're almost to two digits.
Maybe. No, I'm like
you gotta drop the receipt.
I'm well over. I'm in the three digit range for
okay,
Bernie donations.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, I'm just in a fin dom situation with him.
Yeah.
But you know.
Sarah,
I'm
do you
overdue
have any,
for dropping a big egg on him.
Any plurgs?
Can I plug a live show? Can you
sure.
come to Zebulon?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you?
I don't know.
I don't know. May I go to the bathroom? come to Zebulon on March 20th.
Oh, Bernie cool. Bernie fundraiser.
Just regular show, or but just, I'll probably don't. That's my problem. It's like I don't have enough money to live.
Yeah.
So it's like how much can I be donating?
You just wrote for the Eric Andre show.
Where do you think? And then I moved across the country.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, actually, yeah. Well, yeah, I did write for the Eric Andre Show. Pretty cool, Sarah.
That's
it.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
You're like, acting like you're some, you know, jobless person.
How do you think I get all these jobless? I'm jobless right now.
You're jobless right now.
I've been jobless for a long time.
But that's like a very good job that you had.
That was in like last April.
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, you know. That. Yeah.
So go check out her show. And get out there.
March 20th.
March 20th at Zebulon.
Get out there. Sign up for something to get involved.
Yeah. Canvas,
I mean,
if you're in
one
of the
you'll regret it if you
one of the city,
don't.
One of
and
the
if
states.
You're doing it, peer pressure your friends, too.
Yeah.
Send
especially
me.
If you have a friend who's popping
hot.
Off, pretending to be. Well, sure. Yeah. But if you're yeah. a friend who talks a lot, they talk a lot about the game, you know,
yeah.
they need to, but they're not getting out there.
But they're not playing.
Using that shoe leather.
Yeah.
Wearing down the shoes or making calls or anything.
Yeah.
Increases in
time
your
to
Jordans.
Call them out.
Get those feet on the ground.
Get the boots on the ground.
Bernard.
Send me proof that you're canvassing and I'll send you a picture of my ass.
Is it a promise?
I'll blur out yeah. my crack, but you'll have two cheeks with a blurry
yeah.
crack.
It'll just
yeah.
be a close up on some skin.
Send
it.
Yeah.
It'll be a full frame of peach color.
Yeah.
Yes. You see, yours is all
Pantone.
Cheeks, blurred crack.
Yeah.
You send me proof that you're canvassing. I'll send you pictures of my hole.
Nice.
Oh,
of
boy.
Just the hole. Straight
nice.
Up. Straight up zoomed in hole.
Yeah. And Jack, what are you offering?
Jack, what are you offering?
Don't send me pictures. Just go do it. There's no... You're not getting
you're
any
not
pics.
Gonna, you need to I promised hole pics.
I pledge.
I take it back. I don't... I guess I'm not sending pictures of my hole.
Yeah.
I'm... unless Jack...
Oh, wait. What was the guy I was
Jack,
inventing
maybe.
And texting you about the other day? The guy who's trying to do the Bernie fundraiser,
oh,
but
like
kind of didn't understand the nude fundraiser girl.
Oh, like send me proof of a donation and you
no,
can send
no,
me.
No, like ladies, for every nude you send me, I'll donate to Bernie.
Oh.
And then he just sends the nudes printed out paper to the Bernie office.
Puts it in an envelope, just writes Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. Takes
no
it to
address.
The post office, like, oh.
Yeah, can you please send this to Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Guys. Bye.